Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph Hechilu Olim. The two Kohanim, the Rezocha and the Kaf of the Ketores, and the Macht of the Gechalim began to go up. But Malos Ulam on the 12 steps that were before the Ulam, and Misha Zachu Bidishin Mizbech Apnimi Bamenorah. The one that was Zocha and the Dishin, the cleaning out of the Mizbech Apnimi and the Menorah, Hayu Makdimin Lifneim, would come before them. He would go before these two Kohanim, the Rezocha and the Ketores and the Machta, to remove the kelim that were left in the Heichal. Now the one that was Zocha and the cleaning out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi would enter the Heichal. He would take the teni shenichu sham that was placed there originally after the Dishon. He'd prostrate and he would leave. Since the completion of an avoda is by bowing, like an eved who's serving his master, that he takes permission and then he leaves. So therefore, the Kohanim would do the same thing. And every time that they would bow down, it was always b'pishiyah dam b'raglayim, was a complete prostration. And Misha Zocha b'dishna ha-menorah nichnas, the one that was Zocha in the cleaning of the menorah would enter the Heichal. Umatza shnei neros, he'd find two neros, mizrachim, the eastern ones, dolken, that were still ignited. Because we learned earlier in Parag Gimel, she'im matza, if he finds the two eastern neros that are still ignited, meniach osam dolken, he leaves them ignited in their place. If he matza m'shekavot, he finds that they were extinguished, harei hu mitaknam, he fixes them up, umadlikam, and he lights them. And the Mishnah is teaching us here, she'im b'hachnisa, if when he enters now into the Heichal, he finds these two neros were still lit, medashin esam mizrachi, so he'll extinguish the ner hachitzon, shalatzad mizrach, towards the eastern side, medashna, and clean it out, umaniach esam ha'ravi, he would leave the ner ma'ravi, the second ner, hainu hasheni, the second one to the ner mizrachi, dolik, he leave it ignited. Because the ner ma'ravi, there was a mitzvah that it should be constantly lit, dolik tamid. That from that ner ma'ravi, the kohen would light the rest of the neros of the menorah in the evening. Now matzo shekava, if the kohen found that the ner ma'ravi was extinguished, then medashna, he'll remove the ashes, he'll clean it out. Umachas, he'll put in a new wick and oil. Umadlika mi mizbecha ola, he ignites it from the mizbecha ola, from the fire that was on the mizbecha chitzon. As it says, Eish tamid tuga al mizbeach. We darshan out Eish tamid shamati lecha, the constant Eish that I told you, meaning the Eish that I told you, which is tamid, and that's of the menorah, where it says lahalos ner tamid lo te'ela beroish shal mizbeach achitzon, should only be on the rosh of the mizbeach achitzon. Sha'af hi, that too me al mizbeach achitzon tukad, is ignited. So take the fire from there and put it into the menorah. Natal es akuz, he would take the jug with the ashes of the menorah, imdeshet the menorah, mima'ala shniyah, from the second step before the menorah, v'me'amakom she'nichu sham b'tchilah, that's where it was placed initially, v'hishtachav v'yaz, he'd prostrate and he would leave, me'achar she'gamar mitzvah, because now he completed his avoda. And the Forshim explained that the two kahana, they were osek, in the dishim is be'ach ha'pnimi, and the menorah, la'achar she'gamar, after they completed their avoda, and they left the heichal, so they go together and they leave the deshen of the mizbech apnimi and the deshen of the menorah, the ashes of the mizbech apnimi and the ashes of the menorah, yachar b'tzad mizrach shal kevesh ha-mizbeach. They leave it together on the side, on the yachar b'tzad mizrach, on the eastern side of the kevesh of the mizbeach. And Mishnah Beis, mi shezocha b'machta. The Kohen, the Zocha, and the Machta, to bring the Machta with the coals to the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Heichal for the Ketores, like we just mentioned at the end of Perakei Mishnah Hei. Tzavar es HaGachalim. So he made a tzibur shal HaGachalim shebamachta. He made a pile of the coals in the Machta. Agav HaMizbech, on top of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Heichal. V'ridadan. And then, excuse me, Pizran v'shatran. He spread them out on the Mizbech. B'shuli HaMachta, with the bottom part of the machta, in order that the Ketores should rest nicely on top of these coals very well. Voltipo melin should not fall off of the coals. V'yishtachave v'yaza, then he would prostrate and he would leave from the Heichal. Because now he completed his avoda, and once he completes his avoda, he always bows and then he leaves.